Temptation and sin, find freedom, and live in God's grace. Temptation is an everyday part of life. We are all tempted by things that are not good for us, and sometimes we give in to those temptations. Sin is the result of giving in to temptation. It is an act of disobedience against God, and it separates us from Him. Habitual sin is a sin that we repeatedly commit. It can be anything from lying, to cheating, to stealing. When we repeatedly sin, it becomes a habit. It is a part of who we are. We may not even realize that we are sinning anymore. The good news is that we can find freedom from habitual sin. We can learn to live in God's grace. God's grace is His unmerited favor. It is a gift that He gives to us freely. We do not have to earn it. We just have to accept it. Here are some tips on how to find freedom from habitual sin and live in God's grace. 1. Confess your sin to God. The first step to finding freedom from habitual sin is to confess your sin to God. Tell Him what you have done. Be honest with Him. Do not try to make excuses for your sin. Just tell Him the truth. Bible verse, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Example. Imagine a student who has developed a habit of cheating on tests. To confess, they would honestly admit to God their repeated acts of dishonesty, without trying to justify their actions by saying everyone else does it, or the tests are too hard. They simply lay their sin bare before God. 2. Ask for God's forgiveness. After you have confessed your sin to God, ask for His forgiveness. He is a loving and merciful God. He will forgive you if you are truly sorry for your sin. Bible verse, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. Example. Following the confession, the student would then specifically ask God for forgiveness for their cheating, believing in His mercy. This isn't just an acknowledgement, but a plea for pardon. 3. Repent of your sin. Repentance is a change of heart and mind. It is a decision to turn away from your sin and to turn to God. It is a commitment to living a new life in Christ. Bible verse, repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 3:19. Example, repentance for the student would mean more than just saying sorry. It means actively deciding to stop cheating, even if it means getting lower grades initially. It involves a genuine commitment to study honestly and rely on their own effort, seeking to honor God in their academic life. 4. Pray for God's help. You cannot find freedom from habitual sin on your own. You need God's help. Pray for His strength and guidance. Ask Him to help you to resist temptation and to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Bible verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Example, the student might pray, God, I struggle with the temptation to cheat when I feel overwhelmed. Please give me the strength to resist it, to focus on my studies, and to trust you with my results. This prayer acknowledges their weakness and seeks divine intervention. 5. Read God's Word. God's Word is a powerful tool. It can help you to understand God's will for your life. It can also give you the strength and guidance you need to overcome temptation. Bible verse, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Example, by regularly reading passages about honesty, integrity, and trusting God, e.g. Proverbs 11:3, Jeremiah 17:9-10, the student can renew their mind, understand God's perspective on truthfulness, and strengthen their resolve to resist dishonest acts. 6. Find a support group. A support group can be a great help in your journey to freedom from habitual sin. A support group can provide you with encouragement and accountability. It can also help you to connect with other people who are also struggling with sin. Bible verse, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. Example, the student might join a Christian fellowship group where they can share their struggles in a safe environment. Receive prayer and have friends who hold them accountable to their commitment to honesty in their studies. 7. Live in God's grace. God's grace is a gift. It is something that you do not have to earn. It is freely given to you. Just accept it. Live in God's grace. It is the only way to find true freedom from sin. Bible verse, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Ephesians 2:8-9, example. Even as the student occasionally stumbles and feels the urge to cheat again, living in God's grace means they don't despair or give up. They remember that their standing with God isn't based on their perfect performance, but on His undeserved favor. They can confess, repent, and continue to walk in freedom, knowing God's grace covers them and empowers them to change. We all fall short of God's glory. We all sin. But we do not have to be slaves to sin. We can find freedom from habitual sin and live in God's grace. It is a gift that He gives to us freely. We just have to accept it.